You've got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. Hi, this is Barry McKenzie, former forward of the Dundee Stars, and you're listening to A View from Section C. Enjoy!
A View from Section C is sponsored by Don Michele, Italian restaurant, Exchange Street, Dundee. Hello and welcome along to episode 118 of the Don Michele sponsored A View from Section C. And welcome along to the end of the season show, part three.
I think it's my third
end of the season show that we've titled it. A wee bit of a later episode in the week. Usually it's a Tuesday, but we're not recording Tuesday. Because we didn't want to put any pressure on him. But we've delayed it because I went to see Louis play again last night.
I take it that invite's still in your outbox because I've never seen that.
Here we go. Listen, Ryan already said he spoke to you about it at the hockey on Sunday, and you said, and I also said the same thing to him in a message before he even told me this. It'll be too late for senior, he'll be in his bed. He said that's exactly what he told me on Sunday. So, Denny,
he's a grass,
pitch.
Is he? He's a grass. So, come on then. Give us the update. How did it go?
Well, we'll start off with an honourable mention this week. Listen, senior, don't smile. It's not really a smile. But it's for the Dundee Stars junior development in general is the honourable mention. The under-12s, the under-14s and the under-19s all get into Scottish Cup semi-finals this year. The 12s and the 14s play their semis against the Lightning. Not this weekend. I think it's the weekend after or the weekend after that, where it's the Scottish Cup final weekend. The 19s played their game last night and unfortunately lost 5-4. They were up 2-0. They then went 3-2 down. They went 4-3 up, I think it was. And then they lost 5-4. Or it was 4-all and then they lost 5-4.
How did he play? Come on.
Before we speak about Louis and how he played, we're all team stripes here, right? However, I know it was an under-19s game of hockey, but that game really needed two stronger officials on it. That game needed someone who does SNL or has maybe done Elite League and stepping down, like, what's his name? Fucking Colin Connors, that fanny. He could have done that game with somebody. There's only two refs at that level.
All right.
And they had a boy that could barely skate and a young lassie who she kept making mistakes and then going, sorry, and her hands in the air. A few weeks back, I heard it from somebody in the crowd. She did a game a few weeks back and something happened. She made a mistake and she covered her face like this. And seemingly she was greeting.
You've got to learn.
Seemingly she was greeting. I then also have it confirmed that her mum followed out parents to the car park to challenge them on picking on her bairn.
Ah, fucking right. That'd be your mum and I.
Unbelievable. The referees were fucking terrible.
You're 33 now, and if your mum was watching a game you were refereeing and somebody shouted at you, your mum had knocked them out, and you're 33. You know what I mean? Yeah, people have got to learn, Julia. Like, they've got to learn, but never mind the referees. Get to the big stuff. Come on. He's one of Section C's own.
Yep, and after this performance, though, senior,
was he going to Section B?
He's absolutely staying in Section C. Louis was fucking brilliant, and I'm not just saying that because we know him and his family. He had a really good game. The tie ups he had on players. You got to remember, you know, he's what? What's Louis? 15?
He's playing up at that level.
Yeah. He'll play under 17s because he can't play under 15s. So he plays under 17s and he plays up to under 19s. I think there's an under 17s as well. But anyway, the tie-ups he had, couple of wee bumps on the boards, couple of nice wee poke checks. Not the fastest though, but we'll get that into him. We'll get his Dryden down into him soon enough. But he's you know what, he played really, really well. Honestly, and certainly if Louis keeps going the way he's going, he absolutely will be a future Dundee Stars captain now that we've seen him. We give him a lot of shit on here.
I know.
For his performances, for getting pumped for teams. But honestly, he's a good wee player, senior. Very good wee player.
Good. Happy for him. Yeah, we've known Louis for a long time, and we've wound him up every time he comes in to the sets. We'll wind him up about a game of ice hockey that he's played in. And recently, I've scored, I've done this, we've done that. And we're thinking, okay, we've always wound him up at being about the next Dryden Down and stuff like that. But yeah, delighted for him. Junior, if we keep building him up like that, we're bound to get freebies. Bound to. We must.
Listen.
Getting for Scotland games and stuff like that, surely we must be getting tickets.
I would say that, but I would also say if he gets signed up, that I think we'd get a bit of like an agent's fee or something for the way we've promoted him throughout the... So anyway, that was Louis. And unfortunately, it was a loss for them last night. They burnt themselves out come the end of the game. But some good players in that Lightning Pirates team. The Lanarkshire Lightning Pirates, that's what they're called, senior.
All right, okay.
Some good wee players in that team. They brought the goalie back, it plays up with Paisley. He came down for it. He seemingly played 40% his games to get the Scottish Cup. But also the top line for the Stars of Jaden Batster, Jared Dolan, and Lewis Neave. And that's where a lot of the productivity came from last night. A couple other good players in that team, though. They've got a couple of... The D pair was, I assume their brothers are both called Coulson. Steady players there as well. It was a good game. Shannon, as I said, I didn't really enjoy the games that much, but I'm enjoying this game.
So, Max has changed just sitting there watching a game without being aggressive, is it?
Yeah. You can just sit and watch it and don't hate to worry about Adam Keith.
Didn't hate to worry about anything.
Scooting water on Starsky. But yeah, we'll come to that. We will start off the show with Slimming World with Stella sponsored on this day. Not a lot happened on this day, which is the 16th of April, senior. We had one signing in 2013 on this day from the Swindon Wildcats. Can you guess it?
Adam Harden.
Oh, fucking hell, you're years out.
Okay.
On this day, in 2013, we signed the big D-man.
Paul Swindlehurst.
And what a signing. What a player he was.
I've got his jersey. There's a jersey Paul Swindlehawk.
Yeah, you've also got Riley Etmore's. Paul Swindlehawk. That's another one of his names when he went away to the Chicago Blackhawks training camp. And then thought, you know what? I'm too good for this. I'm going back to Dundee. So, also, on this day, in the post, PC pod. 2022, we had an away league game on the 16th of April. It was a loss at the Cardiff Devils by 4-1. Our lone goal scored by Charlie Combs. And a league game in the middle of April. It's the first season back after COVID. COVID was still obviously hanging about there and lockdowns and all that and games postponed. So we're still in league games in the middle of April. And seeing that's it. That's on this day. There's nothing else happened on this day. There's a lot happened around about these days. but it's not on this day and I can't do it. So it's what it is.
Dems the rules.
NBA Valeting Services sponsor two-way watch. So playoffs were on the line between the Aberdeen Lynx and the Paisley Pirates. Aberdeen were at home on the Saturday and won by 5-3. A goal for Rowan. An assist for Rowan. I think that's his first point I've seen since we've been doing this.
Yeah.
And a 34 save performance by Dom Jaguar in goal. Up came Sunday. It was the reverse fixture in Paisley, which meant at that time Aberdeen were only a point ahead of Paisley going into the last game. And it ended in another victory for the Aberdeen Lynx by 4-3. Rowan, 1+1. That's it. He's on a point streak now. And Dom with a 42 save performance as well. The Kestrels were away to the North Ayrshire Wild. They won by 3-0 on Sunday, cementing their place in second place. Josh Saunders, 1+1 as well. The D-man chipping in with a couple of points on 3 of those goals. So, senior, it brings us into Rockets talk. And this is how it looked in the league standings for the playoffs. So Edinburgh, I assume it's goal difference, finishing top in Group B on 6 points. Kestrels, the same 6 points. The Rockets, only team to clean sweep it. 4 games, 4 wins with 8 points. And Aberdeen keeping in there past the Paisley Pirates. So here is your SNL final four for the playoffs this weekend. 2 p.m. face-off, the Rockets play the Kirkcaldy Kestrels. And then at 6 p.m, it is the Edinburgh Capitals versus the Aberdeen Lynx. And then the final being on Sunday at 5 p.m. Senior, without your bias, who are you going for?
Rockets. Can I see past them, Junior? I really can't. I think it'll be them and the Caps in the final. And I think the Rockets will just edge it. I think they've just got that. They've just got the edge. And I think at the moment, they've got that run going. They will not want that run getting lost in a semi-final or a final or a playoff. I just think overall, I think they're probably the strongest team there. They've got a lot of experience, a lot of young guys as well. As we mentioned weeks ago, the big guns haven't started scoring yet during the playoffs.
Nope.
You know what I would say about the playoffs though, right? And I seen Robo posting about it.
No, I know.
And I seen Davey Smith on about it, is about the pricing up.
I get why.
Yeah, 100%. That you kind of get single game tickets, is that right?
Yeah. And you know the reason why?
I just done it. Why?
Because they'll want to kick everyone out of DIA to then bring them back in again with their tickets. So what they'll do is to stop individual games. You buy a ticket, that's you in. You come in and out with that one ticket. We're obviously planning to watch the Rockets. Like me, Grant's obviously coming up, and Dave and Jack and all that. We're all planning on going up to watch the Rockets. And I say it to Shannon, because there's no point in paying £24 for the Saturday ticket for the one game when you can get the Saturday and the Sunday ticket. You know, Rockets, you know, touch wood, they might not make it to the final. So then your Sunday ticket's wasted. But if they are to make it, then you're better paying for the weekend ticket at £32 for the two games than just your £24 for watching one.
Yeah, but I must admit, I get. The
I agree, it's
why,
ridiculous.
But I agree with you. I must admit, I agree with you, Robo, that, you know, why, if people work, right? So you've got the Kestrels. No, sorry, you've got the Caps against the Lynx. Is that right? Yeah, Caps v Lynx.
Yeah.
As the later game, right? Yeah. But for their fans to come in, they've got to be in Dundee then for 2 o'clock because they need to watch the Rockets game.
Yeah.
Go individual.
Well, they're gonna hate to watch it, but
you got to kick everybody. You got to kick everybody out. When it was in Fife, I remember being at a playoff in Fife, and you got kicked out.
Yep.
And you had to come back in again.
They made you stand at the side doors.
Yeah.
And brought you back in the side doors.
Yep.
And let all the new people come in.
Yes.
So it's like you had a band on or whatever. It was a coloured band or something you had.
Yep. So why not go down that road? But I think it'll be a good weekend. Hockey, I think even the semi-finals will be close, right? I don't think the Rockets will walk the semi-finals against Kirkcaldy. It's a rivalry. It's still Dundee versus Fife. It'll be a tight game. I think the Rockets will sneak it. Maybe win it. Maybe by 2, maybe 3 push. I think the Caps will beat the Lynx. And then I do think that the Rockets will beat the Caps in the final. Again, maybe a couple of goals in it.
Yeah.
That would be my prediction.
If anyone's going to stop the Rockets, it's going to be Edinburgh.
It's going to be Edinburgh.
I can't see it being any of the other two. But fingers crossed that it is a Rockets win, and that's 2 of 3 of the silverware that they're going for. We might hit. Listen, senior, if they win that, we might hit a day just a Rockets special episode for the Scottish Cup final previewing.
Yeah.
Anyway. So that is where we're at for the SNL this weekend. Again, you can get your tickets online, SIHA being greedy. And if you want to give them the money, give them the money. We are still debating how we're going to do it for the weekend. But we will be there on the Saturday at 2 o'clock to watch McGiff and the boys. So, speaking of McGiff, it is time for the 51 Club sponsored game review. And senior, it is our last game review of this season. Saturday night, whilst I was sitting at the stepmother's 50th birthday party in Fife, watching the game on the stream on my phone with the worst signal you can imagine in Fife with the terrible connection, Belfast Giants won the game by 5 goals to 2 in the first leg. You can see the aggregate score there already. Jordan Kawaguchi put the Giants 1-0 up after 5 minutes and 11 seconds. Kyle Pouncey, assisted by Keanu Yamamoto and Ben O'Connor, tied the game at 14:54, end of the first. Mike Lee made it 2-1 at 28:42. A quick fire goal by Ben Lake made it 3 at 30:50. Mike Lee made it 4 on the power play, 45:27. Grant Mismatch, he was taking a bath at 56:46, made it 5. And then what was at the time a much needed goal, if we were going to stand any chance, by Cole McDonald, assisted by Yamamoto on the power play at 58:15. Senior, your thoughts on Saturday coming into Sunday?
My thoughts were, I thought that Cole McDonald goal gave a slight chance. I think if it had been 5-1, if we'd kept it to 2, and I really fancied our chances, I thought maybe at 3 would be a bit more push. But then, really, simplistically, win 3 periods on Sunday by 1 goal, and you're suddenly level, and you're going to overtime. And we've got a team capable of doing that. I thought that goal gave a wee bit of fight. I think it kept the fans in it, because at 4 goals, I think everybody would have went, yeah, that's it, done. At 3, there was always that, we've got a chance. Small chance, but we've got a chance. But again, quick fire goals, Junior, 2 and 3.
And you know what?
That's it gone, eh?
I was at the 30. And Pouncey scored, and I gave it a yes! And I was just like, what the fuck? I was like, hockey, playoff hockey. You lot win again about that here in Fife. No, you just win it. And then Belfast scored the sick ending just as they peel off to the corner board to go in their wee huddle to celebrate. It froze. And I seen the wee ticker going round and round and round and round. And I was like, for fuck's sake. Like, ah, they fucking scored. Ah, my stream stopped. It then refreshed itself and it said 3-1. I went, eh? What the fuck is it 3-1?
I know.
I had to go on the Luton website to make sure it wasn't a typo. 3-1.
That's, I know. And that was the colour. And then from there, it gets to 4-1, 5-1. And then we get that goal. But, you know, for what I've seen and from what I heard, we never disgraced ourselves. We were in the game. We gave a very good count of ourselves. And at three goals, I had a wee bit of belief that when the first period by one goal, when the second period by one goal, when the third period by one goal. And I would like to think that that was probably the thoughts of the team and Mark as well. Just chip away at it. Chip away at it. And it was always going to be the first goal in Dundee was probably going to decide who was actually going to go through, I thought. I thought for Saturday, right, now listen, you can my view on Belfast. I say that, right, they're a bunch of pricks, right? And they thought they were pricks again on Saturday. They were, right? And you've suddenly got boys like Ben Lake throwing his gloves in a hand.
I can't see, man.
He's going to go and bat or something. You know what I mean? He's a wee shite, right? Cooper, like, they thought they were tough guys because I went after Nass. Yes. Good players, I must admit, right? That will no get away with that. They're a very good fucking hockey team, right? At some point, though, they're a very lucky hockey team.
Yeah.
But they've got a very, very good British netminder. And at times, Jackson tends to keep them in games. And that, I think, we know disrespected Jarrett. I would like to think that the longer, and I hope this does happen, right? I hope Jarrett signs next season. And I hope he signs the season after. And I hope he goes down the Jackson whistle road that he begins to get better and better and better because he's staying with the one club.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He's got... Jarrett's got all the ability in the world, but they boys thought they were tough going after Nass. And it come to Sunday and everybody knew that Pouliot would be let off the leash. Honestly. Depending on how the game went, he would be let off the leash. And it says to your mum in the morning, I was thinking back to the Trevor Doyle days against Coventry in the BNL playoff final when he stands on the halfway line and he says to the Coventry players, one of you is going to get it. I'll let you fucking decide who's getting it. And then skated away. And I thought, I hope Pouliot goes that way.
What I do to have him in my team every season, Trevor Doyle. What a fucking tough man he was. And he could play hockey. Like, he wasn't just a tough man. He's a good, solid D-man that could play hockey.
Yeah.
Jason
Smear was the same, was he? Smear was the same, right?
Well, Doyle was tougher than him, though.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. But me personally, I actually thought, Doyle was tougher than Smear, but I think Smear was a better hockey player.
A lot better player, but Trevor was tougher. Like you say, Rapport, you just knew something was going to happen on Sunday. So we come in 5-2 down. And to be fair, crowd were in it. The crowd were in it at the start of the game. It was loud when the players came out. It was loud. The chanting was loud. And then Belfast scored two quick goals. Mark Cooper at 5:36. JJ Pegrich at 6:59. Fucking Bobo the Clown Carpenter at 11:59 in the power play. Gave Belfast a 3-0 lead end of the first. No goals in the second. And a consolation goal by Spencer Nass, assisted by Dryden Dow at 53:51. Gave Belfast a 3-1 win on the night and an 8-3 aggregate win.
I think Everybody's seen it. Jarrett probably felt it, right? The first goal was a killer. Absolute killer.
You actually felt the whole air being sucked out of the arena when it went. Yeah. It was the save, and I was like, oh no, he's fucking spilled it. It's in. And everyone just, and you actually heard it going, oh.
Yep. You did. He'll want it back. He'll know he should have saved it, right?
Yeah.
Everybody probably thinks he saved it. He spilt it. Fuck, it's went in the goal, as you say. And everybody's still probably feeling like that. Fans, players, netminder, coach, and then bang, they've done it again.
Yeah.
And it was a lucky, I think. It was bouncing about off the boards at the back of the goal. Next hang, they're cheering. You're like, what happened?
Yeah.
What the fuck? They've scored again.
Yeah.
And again, though, it's two quick goals, Junior. It's like we switch off. It's like we feel sorry for ourselves.
Yeah. Listen, I want to speak about it. You know, it's end of season now, and you know we never call out players unless your name's Tyler Brickler, because he was fucking terrible. but Jarrett, listen. Jarrett was not signed as the number one goalie this year.
No.
He was signed as a young... he's a rookie this year. It's his first professional team coming straight out of college. And his pedigree was decent for college. Coming over to the UK, Scotland, first real gig, he was coming in to split the games with whoever the first choice goalie was going to be. Now, I think we've all... clear to see it, and it split minds, split opinions on the starting goalie this year of Richard Saville, whether he's a good goalie or not. There's no getting away from the fact that Saville has his moments of being a good goalie and then goes and does something else, which doesn't really give him the credit of being a good goalie. Jarrett ended up being the number one towards the end of the season. Also through Saville's injuries, but Jarrett is not a number one goalie, and he won't have been expecting to be that number one goalie this year up until towards the end of the season. He's played a lot more games than what he probably thought he would have. He's then had a massive run of games where Saville's no had a chance to go in, obviously due to injury or whatever. And then he's had that game in Belfast. He's then had to travel back up the road again, have a wee bit of sleep, and then back on the ice for the earlier face-off at 5 o'clock. Jarrett will be fucked come this time. Like, you could see he wasn't a... You look at how many saves he put up in Belfast that game, you know, 60-odd saves, whatever it was. Since then, he's been pummeled with shots, and he will be tired. And I feel for Jarrett on that goal. You will want it back, but you know what? I didn't blame him at all for it. I do not blame him. He's
not at all
the number one goalie.
No.
He knows he wasn't meant to be the number one goalie this year, and he's absolutely taken it in his absolute stride when he's been, had to be put in at the deep end as the number one. For me, absolute hats off to him for this season. And as you say, I hope he does. The rumour is that he's signed. I hope he has. And I hope he does. You said Jackson Whistle. Remember, Jackson has been back and forth with a couple of teams. I hope he does a Shane Owen with us.
Yeah, what I mean with Jackson is, right?
No, I don't mean that. I'm just saying that. I hope he has a Shane Owen. This is him now for life.
That's what I'd like. Settle, you know, Jackson started and bounced about, as you say, but then found a home in Belfast, and he's never moved now, right? I'd like Jarrett to do that, but stick with us. You know, come into the league, you got an opportunity this season, we were, go again next season. I'd like to think that we would bring in somebody of the ilk of Shane Owen, Kevin Carr, Adam Morrison, that experience... Right, and potentially even like around about Shane Owen's age,
yeah,
and then split the games, And to me, that would bring Jarrett on a lot more for next season.
Yeah.
And then you're then looking at possibly, like for Jarrett, a 3-year plan where in the third year, he's the number one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that's what I would like.
I can tell you now, because I know you want it to happen, it's not going to happen. Shane Owen will not sign for Stars next season because the rumour is his uncle is part of the consortium for Fife.
That might well be. He's got family that are into wrestling, that have got residence in Ontario. So even then, though, Junior, even if he wasn't a part of it, I could not see Shane coming to Dundee.
You never
as know. Much as I would like to see it.
Hey, did you think John Dolan would go to Fife?
Yeah, that's a difference.
Yeah. So
that's a difference. John Dolan wasn't getting his mortgage and I had paid for him.
not the result we wanted. But we went out fighting and that was the main thing. Pulled up giving a couple of people their tatties at the boards. Craig Moore, hats off to him. Moorsy jumping in there and then getting a 5+ game for fighting. I still don't understand how the penalties worked. I still don't think it was correct. I still think we should have came out with a 3-minute power play because the boy got 2 game misconducts. Our 1 game misconduct and all game misconducts are meant to come with an automatic 5-minute penalty. So I don't think they were correct. I could be wrong. The rules may have changed, but I think we should have a 3-minute power play with the 5 and Fouillot's 2 minus in each other.
I think, I don't know how they run, right? But I know that, I think Pulisic's penalty is correct, right?
Listen,
Cooper planted them on his arse, right? The two of them planted one on that, right? They had that big mid-ice, and then Cooper went again. And at that point, Pulisic thought, fuck you, I'm going to have you. It might be the only chance that I'll get in you after going after Nass. So I'm just going to go for it. And he got his instigator, he's fair minutes, and then he's misconduct, right? Which is fair deuce, right? Cooper didn't get anything because he was an unwilling combatant, shall we say.
He's a shite bag.
He just turtled straight away. Ben Lake, no, it was the other guy. Boudre jumps in first.
Yeah.
Lake then gets involved. And then Pulisic fights Lake, so then they get the 5 minutes for fighting. Mm-hmm. And then Boudre and Moore, then, and this is what I believe, it became a secondary altercation. So they had to be kicked out, right?
Any other altercation after the initial altercation?
Yes. See, when I look at the video, I think Craig Moore's fight starts first. So
I don't know. I don't know. But surely Ben Lake should be getting kicked out as well because the altercation is between Pulisic and Cooper. That's the altercation.
Yeah,
because the other boy can't get third man in if it's not an altercation. I think they fucked it up. I think they just lost it and thought, fuck it, let's give him a penalty, and we'll try and settle it down a bit because this could fucking blow massively. And it nearly did. It nearly did blow because Adam Keefe took the huff and started soaking a mascot because he got a wee bit of water scooted at him. A wee tiny water pistol.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? I think, listen, he got water scooted him, right? He scooted his water back, right? But the reaction for fans, right? It's a fucking water bottle that he scooted, right?
The other thing, though, was why did he then pick up another bottle and soak him with it? But I was speaking to somebody last night in the rink, right? Seemingly the people to our right didn't see Starsky scooshing with the water pistol. So that's how it's all blown up with the Kiefer giving him it back. Seemingly, Adam Keefe thought somebody spat at him. That's why he reacted the way he did. I mean, fuck.
Listen, I'm telling you now, right? We said it the other week, right? No, there are a bunch of greeting boss fuckers, right? Yep. That are, okay? And they will, and what they'll do is they will make shite up to get people potentially thrown out of ranks, all right? Yep. Because they don't like it, all right? I've got no qualms with Adam Keefe scooting water. I really don't. None whatsoever. I'm really surprised that he never scooted it at the fans, right? Because he gets an absolute power of shit, right? Somewhat's deserved, somewhat is now, but it happens, right? And so do some of the players, okay? Yeah, the ones that normally come out were the quietest ends. Grant Mismatch, never opened his mouth. Scott Conway, didn't really bite at all, right?
So he doesn't he mentioned his sister.
I couldn't even tell you. I didn't even care he had a sister. Couldn't even tell you. I think it annoyed his coach more than it annoyed him.
It did? It really did?
Yeah, maybe there's something going on there. We never know.
Oh, but, senior, come on. I'm not wanting to edit the show. Come on.
But I think overall, the won the league, they were top of the league for a reason, right? The first period, between the 5th and 11th minute, 6 minutes cost us.
Yeah.
Because for the rest of the game, we went toe-to-toe with them in every aspect of the game. Net minding, defensively, offensively, fighting, everything. Everybody
chipped in.
Everything. Absolutely everything. I think there were some boys that, I think there were some boys that were spent. I think the season finally caught up with them.
Senior, hold on there just 2 seconds. So, sorry about that, folks. As you all probably heard, my doorbell went. The echo started ringing saying there's someone at your door. I've been waiting on my sauce shop delivery coming for a couple of days now. And it's about time it came, and it had to be when we were recording the show. Apologies.
I'm just gonna sit here and shake my head.
Senior, apologies. I know that he's probably, because he's at that age now, he's probably forgotten what he was saying.
I couldn't fucking tell you. I remember saying that Belfast they'd won the league. I remember saying that. I remember saying we went toe to toe with them.
Yeah.
After they scored their 3 goals, and you can't afford it. I think what we're touching on was, I think a couple of our players, I think were gone, physically and mentally gone. I think the season had took its toll on them in that last game. Disappointed with the overall outcome, but when you look at the playoff scores, we weren't the only team who got 8 put past with our 2 games, so it wasn't that bad. It was 5-2 and 3-1, we gave a good account of ourselves. We weren't blown away, even when you look at that aggregate score.
Yeah, and obviously there was no Cameron Kylie having a cut on his head, and obviously there was that he didn't get the okay from the medical staff because he had the cut on his head. I think it was 30 stitches or something, somebody said. But listen, it's me, playoff hockey, full visor, get him on the ice. I'm sure he probably would have wanted the same.
That was, and it's a body, eh? It is just an extra body. Just sort of helps the rest of the team with the ice time and things like that. But listen, you can't fault anybody on Sunday night. You really can't.
No. Okay. Who was your man of the match?
My man of the match. I actually thought Yamamoto. I thought he had a very good game. It was a toss-up between between him and Bouncy for me. But I thought Yamamoto played very well. So I'll get to Yamo.
Okay. I am going to give it to the big man, Xavier Pouliot.
Okay.
He just brought everything to that game. Everything. Yeah. The fighting attitude for everyone. I think the fact that he was, the way he was playing and the fighting and the grit and determination, I think it got everyone in the team going. So for that reason, I'm going to give it to him. Last one of the season. So, yeah. Senior, your playoff bracket is absolutely pish.
Have you honestly thought mine was serious? Get what I mean?
It now looks like this. So, Stars out, Clan, thank fuck, went out. The Guildford Flames out, and the Coventry Blaze out. So, Senior...
If I was being serious, I'd have probably had honestly thought that Coventry were going to do the Devils.
So did I. They were close, but... So, yes, you got it just completely fucking wrong, did you? You went with Stars, yeah. Sheffield, Nottingham and Coventry. You only got two right, so 2 points there. I went Giants, Steelers, Nottingham and Blaze, so I got the three there. So after round one, Senior, I am 3-2 up. However, I'm going to let you review your semi-finals, because I think it's only fair, because you were talking pish. So... Semi-final, I had Belfast against Coventry. I still think Belfast will beat Cardiff, regardless of who it is that's in there. And I've also got Sheffield Nottingham. So I think it is still going to be a Sheffield win. So I obviously won't correct mine. So you had Sheffield against the Stars, but that's not going to happen. But it's Belfast against Cardiff.
Belfast.
So it's going to go Belfast. Right, I'm going to have to put this on a new page now so that we know.
I just think they'll be too strong for Cardiff.
Yeah, and then obviously you've got Sheffield and Nottingham, and your other fixture, it was Nottingham against Coventry.
Yeah. You know what, Junior? I'm going to go for Nottingham.
I thought you might.
Yeah. I think they're going to win it.
Okay, so that's your final then, Nottingham winner.
Yeah, someone tells me that Nottingham are just going to, they're just going to sneak out.
Okay. So that is, Senior has Nottingham as the grand final winners. I have Sheffield still, just as long as it's no fucking Belfast.
Yep.
Senior, for the last time this season, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
So the good, it's only coming out of two games, eh? And I said it, just said it there. For the good, we never gave up. I think the performance over the two games, the guys were a credit to themselves and the club and the fans overall. So the good is, I think we showed heart and we showed a lot of fight. So you kind of take that away. The bad, we're out. That's it. We've no made it. We're no going to the big dancing. And the ugly, I just felt that, I think the last game of the season, I think the travel caught up with a few guys. A couple of players weren't at the standard they thought that they have been, probably over the last 52, 53 games, or how many games they've played. I've just felt that they were gone. I think their legs were gone. I think their minds were done. I think their bodies were gone. And I think probably the travel kicked in. They were probably tired. They must have put a massive effort in on Saturday in Belfast. And it just caught up with them. So I'm going to say that the ugly was probably the travel. And I did touch on it the week before. I actually thought they should have changed the face-off time to give these guys an hour and a half. But it didn't happen. And I think eventually it's caught up with us. So That was it. That was the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Thank you, senior. Now that it is end of season, and I thought you maybe would have dressed up a wee bit better than sitting with a hoodie on, but it is time.
Okay, what? I've got a nice next T-shirt underneath, but I'm fucking freezing, Junior.
It is time for our end of season awards, brought to you by Don Michele Italian Restaurant. So, senior, I'll give the fans what they want. So we have our British Player of the Year, our Most Improved Player of the Year, our Man of the Match of the Year, our what we are now calling our final or our starting six, our final starting six, and our Player of the Year. So we will start with the British player. Now, bear in mind, just for everyone watching and listening in, we've not discussed our answers here. So if we do have similar, it's just because we know hockey. If they are different, senior is wrong. Okay? So, British Player of the Year from senior goes to
Craig Moore.
Craig Moore.
When he went, we signed him as a forward, a fourth line forward, and it was announced he was getting signed as a fourth line forward. We had injuries. We stuck him at the back because we knew he could do a job there. And I would say in the majority of the games, Craig has been outstanding. So for me, the Brit of the Year for me is Craig Moore.
I knew you'd go with Moorsy. I knew you would. My British Player of the Year, tweet, it is none other than Chris Ingalls. And it can only be. Since they put him on that line with Dryden down, Chris's game just went from up a level every single week. No shit with Chris. Sticking up for his teammate. You know, he did it with Sekos against, what was it the other week? Cardiff with Riley Brandt. He then did it again with Nass. He was the first one to skate in there. What the fuck are you two playing at? So, wearing a number 5 jersey, by the way.
Hey, what happened there?
God knows. Probably spelt it English or something.
Yeah.
But yes, Chris Ingalls for me is my British Player of the Year.
There you go.
Senior, we'll move on to your Most Improved Player. Now, if we get this the same, I'm going to laugh. But I don't think we will.
No, I don't think we will either. Because my Most Improved Player of the Year, you ready?
Yep.
Is tweet, Lockie Fleet, Chris Ingalls. Right? And it was for the same reason as you've said. When he went wee Dryden, his game went to a different level.
Yeah.
He became the Chris Ingalls that we all knew from previous seasons, what he brought. And I put a lot of pressure on him because he's playing wee Dryden. He's obviously the way Dryden is revered with we Dundee now, right? But he's playing against first-line forwards. Mm-hmm. He's not on the second-line D. He's not on the third-line D, where he's playing against secondary. He is playing against the top lines.
Yeah.
And for the majority of the time, he wasn't caught out. He went about his business. And I think we Dryden, I think Chris began had to start thinking a wee bit better. And, you know, he was quicker thinking. And looking at situations and that, he's made mistakes. Every player makes fucking mistakes, let's be honest, right? Even Dryden will make mistakes now and then. But I think when he went with Dryden, I think that was when Chris Ingalls really began to improve over the season. So Most Improved for me, tweet, we are a Fleet, Chris Ingalls.
Yeah. my most improved, and it might feel like a slap in the face to this player, and it's, well, he doesn't listen to this anyway, probably, so he won't really care. No, he listens to this. That's,
I know he does. I'll tell you a story about it.
Okay.
When you go, well, you go first.
We'll go off air on this one. My most improved player is Brendan Harms. Brendan Harms' productivity this year increased by 12 goals. He was not a goal scorer last year. Harmsy is our top points and top goal scorer this season.
I know. Yeah.
So for me, like, looking at the points wise, I think he's most improved. He's improved points wise in last year's one, certainly by more goals. There's less assists, but there's more goals. But for me, I would say that's why I would say he's mostly improved. It's because that point production, you know, and the goals certainly has done it for me. So most improved, Brendan Harms.
Okay.
That, I feel like a slap in the face to an import, but...
Yeah, it's always that, is it? It's like...
I didn't like this award.
The most improved's never really been a good award, especially when it's a professional sport and you've got imports against Brit type of thing, you know? But no, I can understand why you've done it, as you say. His point production has increased, so it's improved. But the story with Chris Ingalls was, you know how we're always saying Chris runs with the fleet, the Lockie fleet and all this stuff.
No. Right. You and Billy say that.
Okay. Me and Billy say it. Right. So we've kept this going now for a wee while. And I got a message from Chris and he was on about it and he was laughing about it. And I ended up with the message. I was at Captain Hay, so I'm actually a Captain Hun. So I told him the story about if he scores, he has to do the fleet sign towards Section C. And he's fucking pissing himself laughing about this. He'd heard it previously. And he just didn't think it continued and continued and continued. As he's, it's still going. As he's, we expect you to go full Gav Gunning when you score in Dundee, I'm telling you. So,
oh, dear.
Outstanding.
Senior, man of the match of the year. So, I've tallied it all up. And... it was a tight one between two players last week.
Okay.
It was a tight one between two players this week. However, your man of the match has swayed it. Our man of the match of the year is none other than my boy, Keanu Yamamoto.
Yeah.
Senior, you won it for him.
And there you go. Yeah. And deservedly so, Junior. You know? And we'll probably touch on this in a wee bit, probably, but he is one guy I would bring back here.
Absolutely. 100%.
When you were on about your most improved, I thought you might have went down that road. Because at the start of the season, right, Keanu Yamamoto got a lot of fucking stick for people. A lot of stick. And then just grew into the game and then he sort of, maybe he certainly didn't have the points tally that maybe say something like a Charlie Combs had, but he put in that same effort and grit and determination that Charlie used to show. So, that's good. I'm delighted that my vote swayed it.
I think the other... So he had... here it is here. He had 9 player of the years. Jarrett had 8. And the next ones were Sekos with 4, Pulliot with 4, Nass with 4, Moore and Sabo with 3. everyone else was twos and ones after that. But yeah, I think eight of those nine for Yama were me throughout the season.
So you've done that, but it was me that won it for him.
Yeah, well. You're starting six of the season.
Okay.
Never in goal.
Jarrett Fisk.
I concur. Jarrett Fisk is my starting goalie.
Yeah.
Your defensive pairing.
Can only be Captain Fantastic. Dryden now.
Indeed.
And this may surprise people. It's no Ben O'Connor. I get the smirk. It's no Ben. I was going to do it, but I thought, fuck no. That'd be greeting. Kyle Pouncey. Maybe not his greatest. He was maybe not as good as he was last year. But when it come to the end of the season, Kyle started playing again. And I would always pair Kyle Pouncey with Dryden Dow. Every day of the week.
So Dryden is at nine?
Yeah.
My second one?
Cole McDonald.
It is. Cole McDonald.
Shut up, you knob. You've slated him fucking for 54 games or something.
And rightfully fucking so. My other defensive pairing with Mr. Dryden Dow is... Tweet, tweet. The curtain hun. Chris Ingalls.
Okay. Yep.
Chris Ingalls.
All right, I'll give you that. Hey, Willis, I'll give you that.
Your forwards.
Okay. Starting at centre. Zachary Sekos.
Or, in Belfast, Zach Tasekis.
Yep. And his wingers. Now, one of them played wing. Spencer Nass.
Yep.
And the other one has just won an award. Keanu Yamamoto would be my three forwards.
Exactly what I had.
And you've kicked Harms out.
He's most improved. Then you say he was the best player.
Yeah. That would be my starting six. Nas, Sekos, and Yama.
Yeah, that's what I've got in my top three forwards.
See, okay. We know hockey, son. Yeah, we know hockey.
Yeah, well, your final, here it is, the big one. And I think we are going to agree on this. Senior, your player of the year.
My player of the year. He's one of our own. Dryden Dow.
We are not agreeing this year.
Captain Fantastic.
Yep.
And it's my opinion, it could only be Dryden for me. I'm just doing that because I want him to be there forever and ever, right? No. every single game, you know what you're going to get. The opposition know what they're going to get, and they can't stop him. And for his points production, again, as a D-man, is just outrageous at times. Ice time that he puts in is ridiculous. There's some games he's playing over half the game and he still looks as if he could keep going. So for me, Dryden Dow. Dryden Dow.
Dryden Dow. So for me, I thought about Dryden. He was up there. I was torn between a couple of players for this one. And I really had to go back, look at the stats, look at their ice time, look at their performances. And it could be none other than one man. James Phelan. Had to be. No, my man of the match, my player of the year is Zach Sekos.
Yeah.
I was between him and Yama for me. But like Dryden's up there absolutely every year.
Yeah.
Between him and Yama for me. But Zach Sekos, just what a player. He wasn't signed as our top line centre, as we all know, I think it was meant to be Cameron Kiley. Didn't really work out for him this year. And there was a couple of injuries and stuff. Zach went onto that top line. Nas came back, and that you just could not split Sekos, Harms, and Nas up.
No, I was, you know what, you know how much I've shouted about Sekos this season.
Yeah.
I just, for me, there was maybe a couple of games where Zach maybe wasn't in it as much as what we've expected, and I think that's what probably swayed it. We made between Zach and Dryden, but yeah, it's small gaps between the two of them, and one player that I would love to have back next year. Definitely. Absolutely. Whether it happens or it doesn't happen is a different story. But, yeah, top player. How many times have we said it? Jayla Tulip.
Yeah.
Exactly the same. Exactly the same type of player. And every team in the league would have wanted Jayla Tulip in their team. So, yeah, Sekos is very, very good. But I just think slightly more consistent was Dryden. That's how I gave mine to Dryden.
Yeah. Yeah. Senior, that is the end of our awards. That is the end of the season show, Mark 3. It's been a season. Let's put it that way. It's been a season.
There's been a lot of ups and downs, yeah.
We
take the good with the bad, don't we? Or we take the bad with the good, and it's, you know, we keep going back. Doesn't matter how many times we complain, we keep going back. Yeah. For us, silver wedding.
Yeah,
next year.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
It's a silver anniversary for us. Season 25. Yeah.
No, not listen.
You know what, Junior? I couldn't care. Like, we could have been like Fife. We could have been worse than Fife this year.
Yeah.
But because it's season 25, there's just something about that. Like, we've got our season tickets already, yeah. So,
yeah. We're listen, back. I'm just going to say, right? I don't think the owners listen to this. Someone might, don't know. If anyone's friends with the owners, please. Do not get those stupid fucking helmets like what Belfast had. I'm telling you. It will look ridiculous in them.
I know. They have...
Listen, big shout out to the Wags. To you. Yeah. Big shout out to the Wags.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Funniest thing ever, right? But I'll tell you, I said it to you before the game. I'm surprised teams have allowed them to wear them because of the glare of the lights.
Yeah.
I'd noticed that when they came out, it was like, oh, it's like you can see my shorts behind us, right? And you can see why the light's shining right there. And that's what it comes off their helmets like, the ones on their heads. And it just looks absolutely, they look fucking stupid.
So yes, so Stars,
you know, it's Belfast, they deserve to look like Bellends, you know what I mean?
Well, that's true. So Stars, please don't do it, okay? Please don't do
don't
it.
Do
I don't
it.
Know what it looks like, these Bellends.
Don't do it. Yeah, come out with crazy jerseys, just dinner come out with silver fucking helmets.
Yeah. Senior, that's it. I think we might, depending on what happens with the Rockets, if they win the playoffs, then we might be back for an episode to preview the Scottish Cup purely for them. If they don't, and we're known for the treble, I think we're going to take a wee break just before the summer. Have some well-deserved time off for ourselves. I'm going to do this every single week. Only a couple missed this season throughout the season. Yeah. You know, we didn't have too much. Yeah. We really got in, like, stuck in it this year and made sure we didn't miss anything unless we had to.
You get a wee break away from that, but
I need it.
It's 3 years we've been doing it. I fucking love this shit. And it is just at least you do. Let's be honest with you. It's good fun.
At least you love it. Nobody else does.
Nobody else does, but we do. Yeah. It saves it on phone calls. But
yeah,
you know what? This is the bit what I like now, right? Because the phones will be red hot now. What have you heard? Have you heard this? He's coming back. No, he's not coming back. He's signing for Sheffield. He's going to Belfast. Love this part of the season. Absolutely love it. This is when it really gets funny. What I will say to you, though, right, I hope you've sent the email, text message already, to get the hat-trick boy on this year, right, in the off-season. Yeah, the golden boy has to come on for his hat-trick appearance.
I thought you meant Louis.
No, well, we could get Louis on, innit?
Well, senior, there's already a bit of breaking news for rumours next season. It's just come in. It's just come up on the screen. Paddy Walker at Guildford Flames.
Wow!
Breaking news, folks. Breaking news.
Yeah, devastated. If it's true.
God, never done, McKayley. We hate to go down to Guildford for get Italian.
I would be surprised if Paddy goes to Guildford now.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, listen, speaking of Paddy, thanks to Paddy and all the guys associated with Don McKayley for being our title sponsors of the show. Thanks again for all your vouchers and competitions that you run through us. Everyone absolutely loves it. Another big shout out to all of our, I say miniature sponsors, but segment sponsors of the show, the 51 Club, Bespoke Gentleman's Grooming in St Andrews, Gloves Off, Summer World with Stella, MBE Valeting Services, and Liam Mean Tattoo. Senior?
Junior.
That's it for the season.
That's it.
I'm hoping that the Rockets win, but I'm also hoping that Denny said I didn't hate to do another episode. I can't bother doing another episode. I'm checked out now. But
it's
yeah,
a few things see for the Stars. We didn't hate it then.
Well, we do. We hate to do it for the Rockets. So anyway, listen, enjoy.
Listen, just you get busy and get messages out there for guests in the off season. There's one person just retired. I'd hope you've reached it.
Yeah, he dinged my message.
Oh, fuck. Benny, if you're listening,
I've not got him on social media, so you can't send him a message without it.
Right, okay.
We'll try. We'll keep trying, though. You have a wee chat with your pal, Dowdy.
Yeah, he's Ashley Davison. Yeah, Ashley Davison.
Right, senior, you're dragging the...
Oh, yes. Get out there, get in touch with Ben O'Connor.
Right. Listen, enjoy the rest of your week, folks. Enjoy hockey at the weekend if you're going to the SNL playoffs. And the last thing to say now is, I'm on the Rockets. Don't you know?